insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ وَلَا
They have taken besides him gods which create nothing, while they are created, and possess not for themselves any harm or benefit, and possess not power to cause death or life or resurrection.
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were talking about the third verse of the chapter. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً They have taken gods besides him. لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ Gods that do not create anything while they are themselves created. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا They do not own for themselves any hurt or profit. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا They cannot control death, they cannot control life, nor resurrection. So, in this verse, it is stated that the reason of man's servitude is Almighty Allah's power in solving problems the Almighty Allah's power in naughty affairs, while idols cannot do such things because they do not own any profit, because they cannot control anything. They are themselves created, and thus they cannot solve the problems of themselves, let alone the problems of the others. That's why the true meaning of servitude is the Almighty Allah's power that he has got in solving the problems of mankind, because he has been the absolute cause and he has been the creator of all human beings and all the universe. One point that can be raised in this verse is the fact that this verse starts saying لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا They do not own for themselves any hurt or profit. If we see that the issue of loss has come before the issue of benefit. It might be because of the fact that man first fears loss. And in fact, that is why the sentence protection from loss is prior to the achievement of benefit. And this sentence has turned into an intellectual rule that everybody observes. So if all these things, like all these principles, like loss, benefit, death, life and resurrection have all been mentioned indeterminately, it is for the fact that these idols are not controlling benefit. They cannot control loss, death, life and resurrection, even in one case, let alone all people. And that is why they cannot be having the rights to be served. They do not have the rights to have servants.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
The meaning of servitude is that you become the servant of someone, and on the other hand, he has the control of everything in his hand. If the Quranic phrase la yamlikuna, they do not possess, and also the phrase لا يخلقون, they create nothing, are mentioned in the masculine plural wise form, while stone and wooden idols have got no wisdom and sense, it might be for the matter that these phrases are not only about wooden and stone idols, but they are also about a group that worshipped Christ and angels. And because sage and non-sage are included in the meaning of the verse, all of them are mentioned as wise. But there is also an opposite party, and according to their opinion, it is said that for showing their weakness and inability, these phrases have appeared in terms of masculine, plural, and wise form, because it implies that they believed that these idols had intellect, these idols had sense, but it was only their false belief. These idols couldn't protect themselves from loss and cannot achieve any benefit. So, as a result, the verse has stated, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ, they do not possess, and لَا يَخْلُقُونَ, they do not create. Of course, understanding this fact a bit clearer needs a bit familiarity with the Arabic language, and discussing that more is beyond the scope of our topic. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.